Look at my balls bounce, man. Yeah, look at them fucking bouncing balls. Yeah, look at those balls. Yeah, yeah. And then I can pull them up right up against my body.
It's Sextastic Tuesday.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yes. Fuck my ass.
Oh, what you want to know about is sexual intercourse.
Man, I fucking stuck my little finger in my fucking dick hole.
It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth solution dropping my hole.
It's finally a milkshake.
Hey, assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Take me away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
Yes, I sword class. That's my job. I learned the job slow, and now I know it by heart. Hey, freaks, to mention with you, this right here is Distorted View. Got a great Tuesday show for you. It's an extended one, which means if you are Sideshow members, you'll get 10 to 15 minutes, possibly more, of bonus content at the end. We'll talk a little more about that later. Classic edition of Sextastic Tuesday, but at the very top of the show, I've got some sad news to report. I hate reporting sad news. Our favorite child molester has passed away. Ed, or I know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't speak ill of the dead, but he is a child molester. He was a child molester. All right. He's joining that great big NAMBLA meeting in the sky now. I don't know. Look, he made a bad choice in life, and he paid for it. And I don't think he's a serial child molester. I think it was just a one-time thing. I don't know. I guess that lessens it, right? It's not as bad if he only fucked one child. We don't really know what happened. He went to jail for doing something with a kid. Then he started posting videos on YouTube, right, after he was released from jail. And that's apparently a big no-no if you're a, sex offender. And so he was sent back to jail. And he died, unfortunately, of cancer. And this news was brought to my attention by his wife or girlfriend, with whom he never talked about on these videos until Ederum was sent away, right, to jail again. We never heard from this broad, and she's sort of like taken over his account and, you know, given us updates. She talks about how she visited Ederum and everything. For those of you who don't remember Ederum, here is one of my favorite moments. He's using a toilet brush as a back scratcher here. Shirtless. Crazy hair.
Toilet brush is the best back scratcher ever.
Okay.
When you live alone.
See? There's no talk of a broad. He lives alone.
When you live alone, you know, it's hard to scratch your back. Well, it's just sad that you can't have somebody scratch your back. God. My dogs, Buddy Buzzer.
Yellow teeth, missing a few.
They don't care. They jump up on me. Look at this.
Now he pans the camera down, and the dog is suckling on Ederum.
You know why she's doing this? Do you know why she's doing this? This precious little dog was taken away from her mother before she had a chance to suckle. Before she had a chance to suckle, this poor little baby didn't have a chance.
I think Ederum likes it.
Mother. And so, since I got her as a little puppy a couple of years ago, she considers me her mother.
Right before the nipple there.
She considers me
her
mother.
So
and
weird.
So she thinks she's suckling here, but what she's doing is she's biting daddy.
I'll post this video on distortedview.com as a special tribute to Ederum today. So I just thought we'd bring that news to you to your attention because Ederum was kind of a big part of the show. He's featured in the Distorted View 52 Weeks of Freaks calendar, still available at Cafe Press. Link on the show notes today if you want to purchase it. All right, let's get into Sextastic Tuesday. I was going to do a new Sextastic Tuesday story, but I really couldn't find anything good. I mean, there were a few really short stories. I was trolling Distorted View forum for Sextastic Tuesday. Some listeners posted stuff that they've submitted before, and I, for one reason or another, rejected. There was a few good ones, like a guy getting fucked by a car, right? But it was too short. Like, it took way too long to get to the sex part, and the sex part was only, like, a paragraph long. So that's why I didn't read that story. So today I've got a classique story, and the reason why I'm reading this one or replaying it is because a listener requested it. TV listener George is a new Sideshow member and wanted to hear the Cheryl Murkowski story that was aired back in 2006. So if you, July of 2006, so if you started listening after that, you probably haven't heard this story. So it's new to you, Ting. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Sextastic Tuesday.
It's Sextastic.
Hi, kids. It's Cheryl Murkowski, 25-year-old woman, smoker, and owner of 3/4 of a lung. The following is a little story Tim passed along to me, but I must be honest with Jews. I started to get a bit confused while recording this, and may have inadvertently mixed up my own story with the lovely woman who wrote this particular story. Please bear this in mind, Hanaze. My kinkiest sex experience. My name is Wendy. I'm a 30-year-old lesbian, and although I've had a lot of lesbian lovers in my time, I've never really been into kinky sex. However, I've got to tell you about my kinkiest sex experience. God, my pussy gets wet just thinking about it. Looks like a goddamn seafood buffet left overnight. All the ice is melted, and it stinks like rotten fish. I'll start by describing myself. I'm 5'5", 145 pounds, with brown hair, green eyes. I measure 44, 34, 38. I can be described as Rubenesque. My breasts are huge, as you can tell. How the fuck? Anyways, and they're very sensitive. I have above average body hair. I keep my pussy hair well trimmed, although I sometimes let it as well as the hair under my arms grow. I love the sight of a woman with lots of hair under her arms. My kinkiest sex experience involves a woman I met at work named Kim. She's nearly the same size as I am, except she has curly blonde hair. We became good friends at work and had gotten together after work a couple of times for drinks. I suspected that she might be a lesbian or at least bi, but I didn't want to approach her about it. If I was going to have sex with her, then it would happen eventually, okay? One Saturday, Kim was coming over to go shopping with me. She said that she would be here at noon, but she was a half hour early. I had just gotten out of the shower and had to throw on a robe to answer the door. Kim was wearing a sweatsuit and had a clothes bag with her. She said that she just finished her workout. She said that she wanted to take a shower before we left for the mall. I showed her to the shower in my bedroom. She walked into the bedroom, started to undress in front of me. I was surprised, but did not try to leave. She smiled and kept smiling and told me about her goddamn workout, and I didn't give a shit. She took her bra off, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Her tits were at least as big as mine, with large pink nipples. The areolas were huge, the size of Canadian bacon. They looked so good, I wanted to suck on them so bad. I felt my pulse quicken, and I gave a barely audible sigh. Kim then took off her pants and her cotton panties. I've never seen a hairier pussy in my life. She had a small trail of hair all the way up to her navel. She turned her back to me as she kicked off her panties, and I could see that she had very light hair all along the crack of her ass. Mokong. But then I happened to notice her underarms. My God, they were covered with hair. I swear I almost came just looking at those underarms. My pussy was dripping by now. When she turned around, she could tell that I was turned on, and she said, "You want to shower with me? I'll let you braid my underarm hair with your tongue." Ooh, I couldn't get out of my clothes fast enough. Got into the shower with her, and we started rubbing each other's breasts with the warm water running down us. It felt so good. I leaned over, kissed her mouth. I was so hot. I was gonna come soon. So I decided to get down on my knees and get a better look at her pussy. I ran my fingers over that slit. Her cunt lips were bright purple, puffy, and spread apart already. I pulled her lips as far as I could and licked the entire length of her pussy. I then sucked her large erect clit into my mouth and twirled my tongue around and around. It was kind of like a baby dick. It was so big. She was moaning and started to buck on my face. She must have had a real workout earlier, because I could smell her musky sweat, especially around her pussy. A bit like B.O., but more fishy. I then noticed the crusty female cunt cheese, or smegma, on the outside of her lips. I chiseled it off with my tongue, savoring every crumb of the bitter, salty stench cheese. She was like a cunt cheese factory on overdrive. After a few more tongue lashings, she started to talk dirty to me. Get the rest of that dirty cheese, you nasty fuck. Oh, suck my pussy, you beautiful cunt. Lick it, oh yeah. Right there, you bitch. You're making me come with your tongue, you slut. She then started to jerk around and started coming on my tongue. Her juices squirted into my mouth, and I drank it all in. We then washed each other up, and I got up to get dressed and, you know, all that kind of stuff, and she stopped with a soft whisper. Now it's my turn to suck your pussy, baby. She then licked my ear and pushed me onto the bed. She got between my legs and spread them wide. She then started licking my thighs and rubbing my bush with her hands. I was still so hot that I had to have her tongue in me right now. I grabbed the back of her head and pushed her face into my pussy. She pulled back and said, "Wait, baby, let me do it my way." She then spread my pussy lips and put two fingers in me. She said, "Oh, Wendy, your pussy's so big. I think I can get my whole fist inside." At that point, I didn't care what she put in my cunt. I was so damn horny. She worked two, then three, then four fingers in my hole. She said, "Come on, Wendy, loosen your pussy for me." She then tucked her thumb into her fist and slipped her entire fist into my now gaping hole. I've never felt a sensation like it before. My pussy had never had anything that big in it before. I humped my ass into the air to meet her thrust. Kim said, "Wendy, my fist is inside of you, and I am fucking you." I said, "Oh, Kim, fuck me faster, your fist fucking cunt." She said, "Get on your knees, baby. I wanna lick your asshole while I fist fuck you." I get on my hands and knees all the time, keeping her fist in me. Kim spread my ass cheeks with her other hand and ran her tongue over my asshole. I screamed, "Ah, Kim, baby, put your tongue up my ass." She worked her tongue into my ass all the way. When she did this, I came and came. My pussy was contracting on her fist as the walls of my anus contracted on her tongue. She said, "I'm gonna fist fuck your asshole too." I swear, I came again just hearing her say that. She worked two fingers into my ass and I felt my sphincter loosen up. Then three fingers, then four, and then tucked her thumb into her fist. And all at once, she rammed her fist all the way up my ass. I screamed in pain, but the pain soon turned to pleasure. As she worked her fist in and out of my pussy and ass, I soon started coming in waves, again and again, over and over, so many that I lost count. At one point I moaned, "Come on, baby, break on through to the other side." And she did. She literally shook her own hands, creating a hole between my vagina and ass. I was coming my face off so hard that I didn't even feel the pain. She then slowly pulled her fists out of my pussy and asshole. All of this fist action had left my pussy slightly sore and left my asshole gaping open about an inch. She said, "Oh, Wendy, your asshole is stretched out so big." She then licked the rim of my ass very lightly. It felt so good. My pussy was so wide open that she was able to lick way inside me, further than I could have imagined. She was actually licking the walls of my cunt. It was heaven. I came so violently that I almost broke her nose. and shit about 3 huge logs onto the bed next to her. I was so hot that rather than being embarrassed, I was turned on. And even when a small turd slithered from inside my ass into my vagina through the freshly created hole and then onto the bed, I came again, honey. After picking up a small turd and smearing it all over her areolas, she turned me over and laid on top of me. Her big tits were matched on mine. Her nipples were so big and erect, she rose up and fed a nipple into my mouth. I sucked at cleaning my own shit off and bit down gently. I was really getting into her tits when she said, "Let's eat each other, baby." She then spun around and put her ass right over my face. I reached up and licked her pussy lips. She tasted so sweet. She moaned, "Oh yeah, but eat my ass out." I licked her poop chute, cleaning off all the shit-laden hairs, smashing my nose in her chilly hole, sniffing in her sweet bowel juices. She was returning the favor when she stopped and said, "Wendy, I want to pee in your mouth." I stopped and sat up and said, "No, I don't think so." She said, "Come on, Wendy, you'll love it. It tastes so good and sweet." She then grabbed me by the arms and pushed me down on the bed. I didn't realize how strong she was. She'd pinned me down and I couldn't do anything about it. I was helpless completely. Okay. She positioned her pussy over my mouth, grabbed my hair with her hand, and pulled hard. She said, "Come on, you cunt. Suck this pussy." Well, I decided to give in. I didn't have a choice. I looked her cunt like there was no tomorrow. I sucked on her clit until she was bucking and thrusting. As she was ready to come, she said, "Wendy, when I come, I am going to pee in your mouth." Her pussy started to contract and I could taste her cum. Then all of a sudden, there was a warm stream of piss shooting into my mouth. I think that she had asparagus for lunch, but nonetheless, it was sweet and warm and actually tasted good. She peed for about 30 seconds and I had to keep swallowing to drink it all down. All of a sudden, I tasted something with a strong iron taste. It tasted like blood. I opened my eyes to see her pussy gushing blood into my mouth. And then the strangest and hottest thing happened. She screamed, "Fist fuck me, Wendy. I want you to fist me," and grab the dead fetus inside of my womb, rip it loose, and leave it inside of my cunt lips. "I want you to bite on my lips and tongue me until I'm about to come, and then I want to prolapse into your mouth and cum the dead fetus into your mouth, and I want you to eat that fucking thing, eat the motherfucking fetus." And I said, "Well, what the heck, might as well, I'm down here, honey, and the rest is history, come on." When she was done, she said, "Oh baby, that was so good, I want you to pee in my mouth now." I positioned my pussy over her mouth and she started to eat me. She licked my hole like never before. She would alternate licking my cunt with her tongue, putting her tongue all the way up into my cunt. I couldn't last any longer. I was moaning and screaming her name. As I was ready to come, I said, "Kim, baby, I'm gonna come and pee in your mouth." She said, "Oh yeah, do it now, baby." As I came, I let out a steady stream of hot, sweet piss right in her mouth. She swallowed. I rolled off of her. And then I took a shit on the bed and I smeared it on her fucking face and I said, "You goddamn cunt, you better eat that shit too." And she did, cause she loved me, I knew it. I gave her a long French kiss and I could taste and smell my own shit and piss. And it turned me on and I came again. Come on, I did. And then I threw up the fetus next to her and I smashed it on her face and I said, "Look at you, baby."
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Cheryl Murkowski. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for January 12th, 2012. Brought to you once again by our friends at AdamandEve.com. If you'd like to support the show, why not support our sponsors? They're the ones that make this fucking shit possible. AdamandEve.com has an amazing offer for a limited time. You can get 50% off just about any item using coupon code FREAK at checkout. That's FREAK. Pick out something you like. Look, we all want to get our dicks wet, but sometimes, you know, a lady is not there to, you know, provide her hole or whatever. So, you know, guys, you can find some stuff for yourself. They've got pocket pussies and lubes and all that sort of good shit. Masturbators. Girls, lots of big, thick, fat things to shove in your cunt hole. AdamandEve.com, 50% off just about any item. These are the weirdest spots, right? When am I ever going to get to say shit like that again about a sponsor? 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift, all for using that promo code at checkout, F-R-E-A-K, at AdamandEve.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Three very quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
That's right. A mother of four who subjected her 11-year-old daughter to, quote, bizarre sex education, I'm interested, was jailed for 4 years yesterday. The 37-year-old Sunshine Coast mother used her mobile phone to create 3 films showing her raping her youngest child and exposed her to other sexual activity in response to repeated questions. You want to see what sex is like? You want to see what sex is like? Fine! Here's me fingering your baby sister. That's what sex is. Now shut up on the questions. Judge John Robertson said the mother and molester, through her selfish criminal conduct, had deprived her daughter of the right to a wholesome and loving relationship with her mom. He said while sexual offenses against children by their own mothers were rare, the community acting through the court should denounce the shocking conduct with a significant punishment. Judge Robertson suspended the 4-year jail term after the woman has served 1 year, leaving a 3-year jail sentence hanging over her head, and ordered her to do 3 years of probation. Because the woman has already served 243 days in custody, she will be released in 122 days. Doesn't seem like that big of a punishment, actually. District Court heard how the woman started seeing the father of her 4 children when she was virtually a child at age 14 and had her first kid at 16. While she was still living at the family home on the coast, she began a cyber sex relationship with a man in Melbourne, Australia, and became obsessed with sex. Healthy. They would send sex videos to each other. Is this better? Is this the goddamn fucking, you know, I was there yesterday. Yesterday! I'll explain to my sideshow freaks later on, but let's get back into the news. Jesus fucking Christ, these people! Get out of my junk! All right, where are we at here? God damn it! And this story is pissing me off, too. I don't care about the guy from Australia or the fact that you had your first kid when you were 16. The point is that you showed your 11-year-old video of you raping your baby to explain how sex works. That's not normal. All right. It appears you had a normal, loving upbringing with parents and family who still support you, said the judge. There is no psychological or intellectual reason to explain this shocking behavior, given the offending occurred. Given this offending occurred in the context of this highly obsessive and sexual relationship with this man, defies logic and common sense to discount any level of sexual gratification in your behavior. I didn't understand a word there. Judge Robertson said the defense had asked him to note her own dysfunctional attitude to matters sexual. Why didn't it say to sexual matters to matters sexual? Why are you trying to trip me up? Stupid news story. All right. He said her husband was 12 years her senior and she had limited knowledge of appropriate sexual boundaries. Well, she knew how to have sex, though, right? Second story we have for you today. A man with a rather unique name was arrested by Madison, Wisconsin police Thursday because police said he was violating bail conditions from previous problems with the law. You know, when your name is Bizao Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop Bop, chances are you have a record, you know what I mean? Or you're going to get one. Law-abiding citizens don't name themselves that. Yeah, that's right. Bizao Doo Doo Zippity Bop 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 30. Madison was tentatively charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of drug paraphernalia. Oh, that's the other thing. Chances are you're a drug addict with a name like that. Possession of marijuana and a probation violation after his arrest at about 3 p.m. According to the police news release, residents near Reynolds Park called police because of alleged excessive drinking and drug use near the park. Oh, that's got to be zippity bop bop bop. Officers contacted a subject they had previous dealings with, identified as Bizao Doo Doo Zippity Bop Bop Bop. Police said according to spokesman Howard Payne. Court records show his previous name to be Jeffrey Drew Wilshick or something. He legally changed it to Bizzou Doo-Doo Zippity Bop 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 in October. Sounds like David Lee Roth singing a song, doesn't it? Zippity Bop! Zippity Bop! He had been arrested by Madison police in April 2011 in Peace Park after officers found a loaded handgun in his backpack. Bizzou was spotted near the tennis court of the park. When officers approached, he apparently put his hands into his pockets, which put officers on alert because of his past arrest. A search of his property revealed a knife, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. So there you go. Finally, today we've got a story from Athens, Greece. If you happen to be a kitty fucker, book the first available flight to Greece. Greek disability groups expressed anger Monday at a government decision to expand a list of state-recognized disability categories to include pedophiles, exhibitionists, and kleptomaniacs. So you're not a criminal anymore, you're just sick. The National Confederation of Disabled People called the action incomprehensible and said pedophiles are now awarded a higher government disability pay than some people who have received organ transplants. And you can park in handicap spots in schools or playgrounds, wherever. The Labor Ministry said categories added to the expanded list that also include pyromaniacs, compulsive gamblers, fetishists, and sadomasochists were included for purpose of medical assessment and used as a gauge for allocating financial assistance. The Confederation of Disabled People leader, that's a tough one. Yeannis Vardakostinis or something, said that the new list gives pyromaniacs and pedophiles disability pay of up to 35% compared to 80% for heart transplant recipients. It's really not serious to grant Peeping Toms a 20 to 30% disability rate and 10% to diabetics who have insulin shots 4 or 5 times a day. I'm not sure what his point is. Pedophiles need money too, right? That, my friends, is your distorted news for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
Really? Come pick your title up, nigga. Title of that shit, nigga. Really? I'm getting Charlie Duck down here, nigga. Crime Stopper. Pick up your garbage, nigga.
I'm sorry. My black neighbors are very upset with me. Apparently, I have garbage in my yard or something.
Goo Kim, respectable tit here. No, it's Hippie Freak, but I just like to name respectable tit.
Hey.
But actually, referring to that story on the January 4th show where you talked about the giant tranny, this guy with the size 16 foot that wanted to become a woman.
Sasquatch, yes.
Him taking estrogen pills and him having a 30D, which is a respectable size, according to him.
Jesus Christ, are you walking into a fucking tornado?
You need to post that on the Tim Henson Pussy Posse or something. But did he grow those with estrogen? Because it took me until I was 19 to get 36 Vs. He grew that shit in like a couple of years.
I heard that soy products are very bad for guys because they make you grow bitch tits. It increases your estrogen or something. Years? Is that true? Any of you vegetarians or vegans out there? Now I'm afraid to eat anything that has soy in it. I don't need bitch tits.
What up, nigga?
Hi, nigga. You my nigga? My nigga.
I checked in, but I've been actively recruiting. Yes.
Good
boy. I turned on my nigga for your show. I don't know how long they'll be listening. You know, I don't know how many are sideshow members.
Well, look. You know, the more regular listeners I have, the more people will eventually come over to the dark side and join us on the sideshow. So, yeah, tell all your friends to listen. It's a free fucking podcast. There's no reason not to listen.
You have a few black listeners now, so don't disappoint us.
I won't. I promise to be very... I'm always very good to my African-American listeners.
Hey, fuck knows.
Hey, don't you start that call like that with me, huh? You show some respect. You know who I am? Media darling Tim Henson. We got to put a stop to this. People calling in, hey, faggot. Hey, what does this one say?
Hey, fuck nose.
Fuck nose.
Lifetime lady freak, Red Menace.
Oh, then it's okay. If you're a lifetime membership, then you're a lifetime member. That's okay. You talk to me any way you want to. I'm your little bitch. Let me just bend over.
What the fuck is up with the DV archives? Like, it used to be just nice and easy. Click on it, hear an old show, side shows, whatever. now I like the new, the way it looks. It looks real pretty, but I can't fucking click on any of the links.
Yeah. Oh, I understand. Believe me, I know. Well, the problem is this, and I'm hoping you don't have that problem really anymore. And in the coming days, it'll be completely eradicated. But I was using a very, very old version of WordPress, right? For the sideshow. And based on all the security issues I was having at distortedview.com, I was concerned that something, you know, might slip through the cracks at Super Freak Sideshow. So I thought it was time to upgrade and update to a normal new version of WordPress, right? That was a mistake, apparently. You know, there's a lot of new functionality too with the new WordPress, new stuff that I can, a lot of new stuff that I can do that I couldn't do with the old version. So there were a lot of reasons to upgrade, right? Security features, all that shit. So I backed up the archive, right? And when I imported it into the new version of WordPress, all of my posts appeared, but none of the MP3 file attachments appeared. So that's why this past weekend I've recruited a freak who is donating his time to fix all that shit. And so all of 2012, all, you know, three shows that we've done so far, 2011 is taken care of, 2010 is taken care of, most of 2009 is taken care of as well. And so, you know, in the next coming day, every day, you know, there's like 6 months or a year. It is just, it's a pain in the ass to have to go through and add all of the MP3 files over again. So, you know, they're coming back up. It was just a little hiccup in the system.
Good, Timmy Boo. Thank you for starting the Sideshow member videos.
Yes, you're welcome. As a matter of fact, yesterday I posted a Sideshow exclusive video with content that wasn't even heard on the show. I found some stuff I wanted to share with you guys. I turned on the camera and started recording, and you know, I had a video and a couple websites to share with you guys.
One request for you, though.
Yes.
Could you please move the fucking microphone to the other side?
No.
It is completely blocking out your gorgeous face.
You don't need to see my face. There's nothing to see here.
This is a message for Tim.
Oh, no. Oh, no. This can't be good. What is this now?
Message for Tim. My name is Lisa Robb, calling from Used Wheelchairs USA.
Oh,
it is
here we
Thursday,
go.
January 5th. You had sent an email.
Used Wheelchairs. That doesn't sound safe, does it?
Regarding the Jazzy 1122, you can reach
I
me
hate
at
you
either
guys.
800-899-0322.
All right. Very good. I'm not calling another wheelchair place. I'm sorry.
Goo, Tim. This is Paul from St. Paul.
Hey, Paul from St. Paul.
You know, Mitt Romney won the Iowa caucus the other day. And it got me thinking, got me wondering, since he's a Mormon and all, what cult would you join if you had to join a cult? Would it be like
Branch Davidians?
So like Branch Davidians, Manson Family, Fuck Me Jesus. Mormons, you know, what cult would you join?
How about the family?
If you had to join
right.
anyone.
Yeah, the Fuck Me Jesus cult. I like that.
Man, I can tell you personally, I would join the Raelians because they got a lot of hot women who show their tits. And they
oh,
like
really? I don't know much about them.
So I'm curious what one you'd like to join.
That's a sort of like alien type thing. Yeah, Heaven's Gate is another one because I like their fashions, those Nike shoes and everything. Yeah, I would have to say probably the Fuck Me Jesus. Oh, fuck me. The one where you pretend you're having sex with Jesus every time you get laid. It's fantastic. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is on our official website. Voicemail line for you at 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's no God.
Oh, racy.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're Sideshow Freaks, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, I will see you back tomorrow for the Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Bye.